gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, welcome everybody. Thank you so much. Time flies here on the broadcast, and we so appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations all across North America, or whether you're listening online all over the world at GCNLive.com, Automotive Radio Network. .com. We get all kinds of listeners from some very unusual places. Actually, Tokyo is the number one place outside of the U.S. here where we are listened to each and every week. We have a very special guest that we held over from the previous hour of the broadcast. He is Nick Waller from the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, which is coming up on the in just a matter of weeks here, actually 2 weeks from today. It's going to be happening on August 19th in Pebble Beach, California. Nick's been telling us about some of the featured marquees and classes. And Nick, before the top of the hour news, you were telling us about Fiat. Fiat's a company that's been around for 113 years, so this is a great honor to have some classic Fiat history on the field at Pebble.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, in 1909, I think, Fiat actually built a factory in now you'll have to help me out here. Is it Poughkeepsie? Poughkeepsie,
yeah.
In New York?
Yeah, Poughkeepsie, that's it.
Poughkeepsie, yeah. There we go. they built a factory in 1909 along the Hudson River there to build cars for the American market. Didn't go that well, but there are a number of those cars still around. We've got one or two of them in the class. We've also got, Fiat, and in the early days, the early 1900s, the 1904, 1907, built huge race cars, 75 horsepower, enormous engines, big four-cylinder cars, 14 liters, to race all over the world. And one we've got coming from Indianapolis Motor Speedway, actually ran in the 1912 Indianapolis 500.
Great.
We go from the enormous engines of the early cars finishing up at the with a possibly the grandfather of the current Fiat 500. It's a Fiat Berea, built in 1933. But the Fiat 500, of course, we've got an association with the Gooding & Company auction house, mm-hmm. and they are kindly auctioning a Fiat 500 on behalf of charity. It's been donated by Jay Leno, who's a great friend of the Concours. And the money raised will be going to the non-profit Comfort Homes, that the Fisher House Foundation, which is a great charity. And this is the first U.S. customer car that was ever sold in the in America. And obviously Jay bought it, and he's going to be auctioning that through the Gooding & Company, which we're delighted about.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Nick, we got to talk a little bit about the Motoring Classic. It's the ultimate road trip for enthusiasts as well as automobiles that have more than a dash of elegance. I just like that line. And it kicks off just a couple of days from today, August 16th, and we'll run through August 7th, rather, and concluding on the 16th. Tell us more about this event.
Well, this is something that is on my bucket list, and I want to do it one day. It would mean me taking a bit of a holiday just at the wrong time of the year. But it leaves Seattle, as you say, on August 7th, drives down Route 1, stops at some wonderful hotels and watering holes along the way. And I think we have around about 25 cars on it. Some of these cars have been at the Concours and appeared at the Concours before. One or two are actually entered in the Concours itself this year.
That's
and they're going
great.
To have a wonderful time. And as I say, yeah, that arrives here on August 16th. And they all pull up outside the lodge at Pebble Beach, covered in dust. and but still smiling, hopefully.
No doubt in my mind. Let's talk about one of the other highlights of the week of events. It used to be called the weekend. I now call it the week of events in the modern
day. Yeah.
It really is. And that's the Pebble Beach Concours Tour d'Elegance, which is presented by Rolex. And this is just a wonderful event, driving on portions of the original 17-mile drive and kicking off in beautiful downtown Carmel on Ocean Avenue.
Well, it's actually, they stop for lunch at Carmel.
Oh, that's right.
They leave Pebble Beach itself. It's, you know, the tour day, we're so lucky to have it. We inaugurated the first tour around about 12 years ago. For cars in the Concours, who we want to encourage the cars to drive. That's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. And rather than encourage the trailer queens who turn up, show, and get hauled away again, we wanted cars to be driving. We wanted cars to be used for what they're supposed to do. So we encourage all of our entrants to enter the tour. It runs around about 60, 65 miles out from Pebble Beach. They leave here about 8:30 in the morning, and drive into Carmel Valley, then back around down Route 1 to Big Sur, turn around, come back to Carmel where we park in the center of Carmel, Ocean Avenue, and we take that place over. It becomes ours. And it's a wonderful opportunity for the public and the people to see the cars that are in the Concours itself. It's free to come and see them, get really, really close. Wonderful photo opportunity, and it's, to be honest, if nobody's listening to this, it's my favorite day of the week. It's the smell of the car and the sound of the engines. That's what it's all about, as well as, obviously, these are the unique cars from all over the world, and to see them driving and to see the owners enjoying them for what they're supposed to do, that's the best thing.
Absolutely.
So that's a great day.
And, you know, one thing we should point out to our listeners that the cars that do elect to participate in the tour, when it comes to judging on Sunday, if there's a tie, it can be broken by the fact if one vehicle participated in the tour, that vehicle will get the nod.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, as you said earlier, Pebble Beach Concours has become a very competitive event. People desperately want to do well here and to win an award. So, and we have judges again from all over the world coming to work with us and to find the best cars. And if it comes down to a tie, for instance, if, you know, there were two cars, 100-point cars in the class, nothing between them, then it goes to the car that went on the tour. Now, what nobody asked is what happens if both cars have gone on the tour? Well, I'm not quite sure about that. But we encourage the cars to drive, and bless them for doing so.
Absolutely. Nick, I know tickets can be purchased in advance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, book your tickets now. You can do that by going online to www.pebblebeachconcours.net. Pebble Beach Concours is all one word with an important S on the end of that, pebblebeachconcours.net. Or you can call 877-693-0009, 0009. 877-693-0009. And tickets are selling fast.
I can imagine. It seems like every year there are more people there on the field, and every year we see some new faces, which is great for the hobby, as well as some of the folks that have been around for a long time. Last year I was out there during the Dawn Patrol, and that's always a great, great treat. And it's always fun to see the concept cars from the new car makers on the lawn at Pebble, too. That's a real treat as well.
That's absolutely right. Let's not forget that we showcase the history of the motor car. But what we're doing also is working with our fabulous sponsors who show off the next generation of their cars that they work on. And we're delighted with that. It's becoming, it's been a Pebble Beach regular for many, many years.
Absolutely. Nick, always a pleasure. Say hello to Sandra for me and Candace and the entire crew. Thanks, my friend.
I will do, Bob. Thanks. And hopefully I'll look forward to seeing you here.
with God's help, absolutely. Straight ahead, Marie Balboyens from Wash Drops.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, we've been talking about it all throughout today's broadcast, and that is that Marie Balboyens from Sequent Consumer Products, where she's Vice President of Business Development, is going to be with us, and we're going to tell you the winner of the Name the Frog contest for Wash Drops, and Marie is with us right now. Hey there, Marie, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us here on Auto World. Marie, are you there? Hopefully Marie is there. We'll see what's happened with Marie. Matt, our producer, is no doubt working on it right now as we speak. And we should get things straightened out here momentarily. But anyway, we've been talking about this over the last few weeks here on the program, that the good folks at Wash Drops, who have been a big supporter of this program, and have given out many, many samples to our listeners. They've been holding a contest on Facebook.com, asking people to submit names for the Wash Drops frog, to give the frog a name. And we are going to announce today here on the broadcast the name of the frog. And hopefully we're going to get the winner, the guy that actually came up with the very unique name here on the broadcast as well. Our telephone number, if you're still in the realm here for playing trivia left over from a previous hour, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I'm giving you a hint now. This is the last of the current day Ferrari supercars. There's another one in the works, so to speak, but it is named after a member of the Ferrari family. The Ferrari Dino, of course, was named after the founder's late son. And it's one of the few Ferraris not to have a Ferrari badge on it. It just says Dino. But what was the name of the supercar here from 2004, 2005? Sold in very limited numbers. They only made, I believe, 349. One went to the Pope. And it was a 12-cylinder beast. And I had an opportunity to ride in one at close to 200 miles an hour. And I had a chance to drive one for a very short distance at the same facility, which was the Ford Proving Grounds out in Arizona during my days at Motor Trend. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Matt, are we having any luck? Marie is back with us. Great, Marie. Welcome back to the program. How you doing?
Right, sorry, I was talking to you, but not connected. Now we're connected.
Oh, that's good. Well, this is exciting. We've been talking about it for a long time, and you being the Director of Business Development for Sequent Consumer Products and the person that's really been, you know, the driving force behind Wash Drops. Wash Drops is such a cool product, and we need to, again, just continue to spread the word. It's done extremely well. I know you've introduced it now all over the world, and it seems like Americans are a little slow to embrace the environmentally friendly products.
That's correct. Right now, we only sold on Amazon.com, and we're very, very happy that Amazon trusted us over a year ago, and we have be able to send consumers to the site to buy Wash Drops. We haven't found a distributor yet because we're very different from what's existing on the market. And maybe the buyers don't want to bring us, you know, on board because we might cannibalize, you know, other products. But anyways, we have a following. You'll see a lot of videos. People get crazy about Wash Drops. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And for those that may not be familiar with Wash Drops, this is such a cool product. It saves money, it saves time, and it does a great job. So it's a win-win for everybody. Tell everybody about how easy it is to use Wash Drops.
Definitely. All you need is one bucket of water. You only need 1 ounce of Wash Drop, which is 3 caps, to a gallon of water. And believe it or not, that's all you need. With a sponge, a good clean sponge, and a nice towel, you just put the Wash Drops in water, you take your sponge, and you wash and wipe dry. And you go all around the vehicle. It goes on all the surfaces, so the windows, the chromes, the body, of course. Wonderful on hubcaps as well with a long-handled brush. Some people use it inside as well because it's a pH neutral, so it works everywhere. And then when you're done, you throw it on your lawn or flower bed.
Oh, that's great. And the reaction overseas has been just tremendous. I understand that you're actually shipping just basically drums of Wash Drops, so that must make you quite proud indeed.
Definitely, because, you know, it's more economical to export in drums than to be rebottled on the other side. This is the case in India, especially. They are, I know, drought is a serious issue there, so they really appreciate being able to have a great job. A shiny car with just, you know, 1 gallon of water or 4 liters there of water it's a metric system. So it's a while. People have to try to believe it because it's hard to believe that there's a different way to wash your cars than has been done for decades, you know, with tons and tons of water and then suds. This is no suds, so no runoff product. And not only it washes, but it leaves a beautiful shine.
Oh, it is. And the cool thing about it, unlike other washing products out there, that you can use this on glass, you can use it on your wheels or your hubcaps. You don't have to buy a whole slew of different products.
Exactly. I mean, actually, we're working on an ad to show washcloths next to 5 or 6 other products. And that's why we call it the smart solution, because obviously the technology behind it is very smart, but also it's the smart choice. Why pay more? Buy 5 different products to really get a great result with just one. Right now, it's less than $11 for a 32-ounce bottle on Amazon. That means it's about 30 cents to wash and shine. And what is exciting is that people can just finally wash their own car on their garage, parking lots, in parks. So people that don't have the luxury to have access to a hose can now wash their car anywhere.
Yeah, which is huge because there are so many people in that position, and there are so many people in areas of the country where there's water restriction, and also many areas of the country where it's just plain super expensive. I mean, what we used to take for granted now costs a ton.
Right, yeah. Here it's about $8 if you want to get, you know, the basic car wash. It takes me about 15 minutes to wash my minivan. And then I don't have to drive anywhere. It's right there. If I need it washed right away, I don't have to worry. And same in winter. I do that in my garage. You know, I just choose to put warm water in the bucket then, and it's fun.
That's great. Tell us about naming the frog. This was an idea that you came up with a while ago, and you had a whole slew of entries, I believe, more than 500 folks.
Yes, and amazing creativity of people. The name that got the most vote is Dewdrop. But we had Cleanardo as a second. We had Slick Buckets. Lily, which, you know, we have a male frog for now, but in the future we'd love to have a female frog and probably little frog babies with it.
Well, yeah, little family, why not? When we come back on the other side, you can run down some of the other nominees. And also, when we come back on the other side, we're going to see if we can get a hold of the gentleman who came up with the name Dewdrop. Easy enough for me to say. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying a car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're having all kinds of fun here with Marie Ball-Boyens, Director of Business Development for Sequient Consumer Products. Easy enough for me to say once again. She's the lady behind Wash Drops, and she's been telling us all about the contest, and the winner is Dewdrop, but we have the winner, the gentleman that actually came up with the actual name on the line. But before we go to this lucky gentleman, tell us about some of the other nominees.
Yes, so we had Cleanardo Slick Buckets, Eco Skip, Mr. No Rinse McGreen, Lily Washington, spelled Wash Shine Ton, which is really smart also, Shiny. So these were the top 10, but we had more to choose from. We had Amphibian, Earthy, Fraudzilla, Squeaky, Mr. Green Clean, Toddly Clean, Filbert, Squeaky, Greeny, and so on, Forest, Billy Bob. Just really, really fun names. And we have about 500 different entries. And some people came up with the same idea. For instance, Eco came up, I think, the most often. But Dewdrop was only one person that came up with it, and we liked it very much.
Absolutely, and we have that gentleman joining us right now. He's from Whitman, Massachusetts, my neck of the woods. His name is Bruce Varley. Bruce, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Congratulations on winning this contest. It's a big deal, to say the least.
Yeah, it sure is. Thank you.
And tell us a little bit more about how you came up with the idea of naming the frog Dewdrops.
Well, I kind of had that drop idea from the name of it, and then it kind of looked like a dewdrop to me, too, where the frog was sitting on the water droplet. It just kind of seemed to fit.
Well, that certainly makes sense, absolutely.
And so actually I have a question for Bruce. Do you think we could give a nickname with Dewdrop? What about Dewey? Do you think that would fit with it, Dewdrop, and then sometime Dewey?
Yeah, actually that sounds good.
Cool. So I think we'll definitely, and you'll see on Facebook tomorrow the frog saying, "Hello, my name is Dewdrop." And sometimes, you know, you can call me Dewey if you want.
That's great. And Marie's going to send you out, Bruce, a great package, all kinds of cool stuff. But Marie, tell him what he's going to receive.
So first off, as the winner, of course, you'll get a $600 Visa or MasterCard. But what I will add the Earth Day package that we offered to the people that entered the Earth Day promotion this year, where we asked for a green resolution. And it's a bucket full of goodies. You've got not only washcloths, the 16-ounce bottle, which is going to last you 16 washes, but you also will have a 4-ounce mini bottle, which is really great to keep in your car, as well as about 10 1-ounce pouches that you can give your friends, plus the big towel, this microfiber, big sponge, chenille on one side, and a gentle scrubber on the other side, then a 3-little towel that you can use for the windows, and a long-handled brush as well, so you can do your hubcaps with washcloths.
Hey, that sounds like a really nice package that you picked up there. Congratulations, Bruce.
Thank you.
And we're going to have you definitely check in with us from time to time and tell us how you like washcloths, because it's a truly remarkable product. And a matter of fact, we gave out the award here on Auto World. It's the official 2012 Green Product of the Year award winner. So this is not only a very cool product, but it's also a very eco-friendly product. So I know you're going to love it.
Yes, and please send photos of you using washcloths and upload them on Facebook for us.
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you a car guy, Bruce, or not?
Yeah, I kind of am, yeah.
Good. Excellent. How did you first hear about washcloths in the contest?
I'm not sure. I started on Facebook, I guess.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations again, and we look forward to seeing the pictures of you using washcloths up on the washcloths Facebook page. And again, somewhere down the road when Marie is with me, we may dial you up and have you talk a little bit about your experiences using washcloths.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us here. So that's great, Marie. A super name, and like you say, I'm fully in favor of Dewdrop having a wife and a family. Let's do it up big time.
Yes. Actually, Dilly might be the woman, you know, the female, and as somebody said at work, well, then you should have Pad as well.
Why not? Absolutely. And again, remind folks about all the cool places that they can get the latest and greatest information on washcloths, Facebook-wise, website-wise, and again, remind everybody about the sole place, for the moment anyway, that you can purchase this wonderful product, which is going to save you time, it's going to save you money, and it's going to help you replace that whole, you know, plethora of products with one, washcloths.
Yes, so basically you can go to washcloths.com, and it's linked to the Amazon a page that you can buy just directly from the website, or you can go on amazon.com/washcloths and buy from there and see all the great reviews. And of course, you know, we want more friends, meet as many friends as possible, let the word out, so go on Facebook /washcloths, and we also have a Twitter account, and we like to tweet, so of course we'll tweet about Bruce winning the, you know, the prize and coming up with Dewdrop tomorrow. And basically we're just so happy for people to get excited as we all are about washcloths.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And, washcloths has been very kind to Auto World and Bob Long. And I'm so proud to, have had the opportunity to participate in this contest. It announced the winner right here on this radio show. This is really cool, and look forward to further working with you, Marie, and further spreading the word about wash drops.
We do too, and thanks so much for the support and for being open to, you know, new products. I mean, this just cars have decades and decades of heritage.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to be open-minded to a new way of doing things that really respects and cherish and makes all those old cars beautiful. So it's, you know, it's the 21st century technology to help, you know, those ancient cars look great like everybody's car of today. So I really appreciate you supporting the product, being open to trying it, and then and reaching out to us to be able to share the great news.
Yes, and it is great news. There's no question about it. And I think there will be lots of great things in the future of wash drops. You know, as you pointed out, there's we got some hurdles to go over here in the U.S., but I think once folks find out about the fact that it's going to save the money, how much is it for an average wash of your vehicle compared to going to a traditional car wash?
It would be about 50 to 60 cents a wash.
Wow.
On Amazon right now they have a promotion, and you can buy the 32-ounce, which is 32 washes, for almost the same price as a 16-ounce, for $11.50-something. So it's about 30 cents a wash. Of course, you have to pay shipping. If you have a Prime account like I do, some people do on Amazon, and it's shipping, right? So, really. But then it lasts you for a long, long time.
It sure does. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World and telling everybody about the winner. Thanks, Marie.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, everybody.
Straight ahead, we're going to play an interview that I did a little while back. You're not going to want to miss it. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Two lips touching together.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast here from Detroit, the home of the North American International Auto Show, 2012 edition. I'm Bob Long, along with Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports, where he is senior automotive engineer. Jake, it's always great to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Seems like the buzz coming off the show floor is very positive. What's your take on this year's show so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real positive show. It's a positive show for the American auto industry. I mean, they hit it right out of the gates at 8 a.m. on the first day of the show with that the Ford Fusion. I mean, that's a game changer there. It's a beautiful car, and it looks like it's content to back it up.
This is a car that I know in speaking with Jay Mays just the other day, he is so proud of, and he has a right to be very proud of it, because for a mainstream family vehicle, I mean, this thing's a looker. There's no other way to say it, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a mid-size sedan coming from Aston Martin, not from Ford as a family sedan. You know, and you look across the show floor and you look at, you know, Camrys or you look at Accords and it's like, are they even playing anymore? I mean, this is they're really hitting it out of the park there.
Exactly. That's what I thought immediately in looking at the face of the vehicle. I could just see little touches of the Aston Martin brand.
Yeah, you know, what's nice about that, too, is that while they styled the vehicle, I mean, they didn't really compromise on the vehicle. As we've seen, you know, you look at Buicks, for instance, they try to get the snap flashy styling and they lose the rear vision or they lose the rear passenger compartment. You know, I sat in the back of that Fusion, and it's very roomy. And that's something else I was worried about, because as Ford goes to the world cars, sometimes they compromise on things like rear seat passenger room, which isn't quite as important in other markets like Europe, but that's a roomy vehicle.
What are some of the other stars of the show? What vehicles really struck your eye?
Well, the Dart is such an important vehicle.
It sure is. And
for a couple of reasons. I mean, not just is it, you know, finally a small fuel-efficient vehicle from the Chrysler Group, which, you know, they really haven't had for a very long time, but this is the first vehicle from Fiat, from the new partnership, and there's a lot riding on this vehicle. I mean, this is going to, you know, when we look at the performance, the reliability of this vehicle, that's going to really say what's going to happen with Chrysler going forward. I mean, this is the new Chrysler, these Fiat Chryslers, and right now, who knows? But we're going to find out shortly.
Haven't had a chance to get inside the vehicle. I understand that it can be optioned out quite well, and you can get some really high-end leathers inside that new Dodge Dart.
Yeah, they say it starts at $16,000, but I would not be surprised if you could option this car up to, you know, touching $30,000. You look at the content that's available. I mean, obviously, at a global parts bin, you know, coming from the Alfa Romeo Giulietta, and you know, and also some of the other heavy content that they put in the other Chryslers, the 8.4-inch screen, the 500-watt stereo system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think, you know, we're getting to a point where the American market is really growing up in terms of what they think about compact cars and what they expect from it, not just the bargain basement, hose off the interior, and, you know, get good fuel economy,
yes.
But it's cheap. But you could have all that content and driving experience of a compact car.
Cadillac goes after the 3 Series. We've been talking about this vehicle for a long, long time. It's here in production form. Your thoughts on this very important offering from GM?
Well, the proof is going to be the way it drives. I mean, that 3 Series always has been such a brilliantly driving car. The driving dynamics, the steering feel, the ride, the handling. Let's see if Cadillac can deliver it. The CTS is quite a nice car, and they've done really well with that. But it's always been kind of like the BMW 4 Series, you know. It's like it's a little bigger than 3. It's not quite a 5. I think what we're going to see is, you know, Cadillac really aligning themselves. You know, 3 Series, 5 Series, 7 Series, C-Class, E-Class, etc.
Let's talk about Mercedes unveiling a new rendition of the SL. I can't believe 60 years. I mean, this is one of these iconic vehicles like the Corvette, like the 911. It's been around a long time. They seem to get better and better, and they certainly get more and more expensive.
Yeah, expensive, big, heavy car. Not my cup of tea. I mean, it certainly is kind of like a halo car for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes down to me, I mean, the cars that I get excited about, that BRZ and the FRS,
oh, yeah.
That is a car that I am just dying to get my hands on, throw around our track.
Oh, absolutely. And you guys have a wonderful track up in Connecticut. You are able to really test these vehicles under great conditions. And it looks like the dynamics of that vehicle slept. The interesting collaboration between Toyota and Subaru, and using that Subaru Boxster engine, the low center of gravity, you know, hopefully this is going to be an affordable Cayman. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I'm always a big fan of the Miata.
Yep.
You know, but the Miata's been really, hasn't changed a whole lot in a long time, and really hasn't had any really competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like serious competition to that vehicle. You know, not everybody wants a convertible, too. You know, I mean, I want a sports car. I don't have to
right.
have the wind in the air. And that, you know, I mean, you know, full disclosure, you know, I've been racing a Toyota Mark II for a long time. That's my cup of tea. I'm a big fan of the Hachiroko.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, the high revving engine in those cars, you know, rev up to 7,500 RPM, not a lot of torque, but that's where it's at for me.
Jake Fisher is with us from Consumer Reports. Jake, let's talk a little bit more about technology. It's interesting the way Ford, going back to, again, one of the stars of the show with the Fusion, they're going to offer so many different incarnations of this vehicle. Tell our listeners all across North America about what we're going to be seeing from the Ford brand.
Well, I mean, you know, big change powertrain. You know, no longer are we seeing, you know, the big four-cylinder and the V6. No V6 in the car at all.
Mm-hmm.
1.6-liter turbo, 2-liter turbo, hybrid powertrain. And they're saying the hybrid powertrain will get significantly better fuel economy than anything on the market, including the Camry. So that's going to be very interesting. And they got a new 2-liter mated to that. And they're doing the plug-in hybrid as well. So they're throwing everything in, and that's not even getting into the electronics on the inside of the car. You know, next generation of my Ford, my Touch, and just basically every bit of electronics known to man that you could imagine in a family sedan. You know, no longer is it the S-Class and the 7 Series has the technology. Now it's available to anybody.
It is so true. And when you look at what younger folks in their teens and 20s want in their vehicles, they want that connectivity. And that's why we're seeing more and more car companies attending the Consumer Electronics Show and partnering up with Silicon Valley associates. And matter of fact, Ford just opened a lab up in Silicon Valley with a company called Masher.
Well, I mean, they absolutely have to do that. I mean, look at the knowledge base that they have that there. And, you know, the car companies typically, they don't have that. You know, the you know, smartphones and all the consumer electronics, they're used to this, and they're used to trying to do that. And what's going on at the car company is, like, unbelievable. I mean, some people are doing this right. Some people aren't. You look at Chrysler, for instance. Chrysler has a big touchscreen that has all these functionality. It's very easy to use and actually does work. You know, but they're using off-the-shelf stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're probably heavily relying on their suppliers to do that. They have Garmin, you know, running the nav
exactly.
system. Not something that's just grown in-house. Ford's got some missteps, absolutely, in the My Ford, My Touch, and it'll be interesting to see what General Motors does as they roll out the new system for Cadillac.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be an interesting year, too. I mean, not only is it an election year, but there's so many great products out there. And, I mean, what a great time to be in the market if you have the means, if you have the credit to be getting a new vehicle. I mean, there's something for everybody, no matter what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no longer. There's just, a whole bunch of family sedans that do the same thing. This car's getting different. There's a lot more options available at every price range.
What's the funkiest vehicle at the show?
The funkiest vehicle at the show? That's a good question. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Some of those concept vehicles from Chevrolet are interesting.
Yeah, interesting. That's nice.
That's diplomatic.
That's diplomatic. Ugly, was that the word you were looking for?
Kind of.
Yeah. One of the sad thing about the death of Pontiac and Saturn was the loss of the Solstice.
That's true.
And you got to imagine that. All the tooling has got plenty of life on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're trying to figure out if they could build something off of that. And that's one of those vehicles with a small displacement engine and rear-wheel drive. So,
yep. I guess where that came from.
I wonder.
Well, Jake, I really want to thank you very much for stopping on by, giving us your opinions of what is one of the most important venues of the year as we are into 2012, and Chicago's around the bend, then New York, and of course we get all the international shows. Hard to keep up with all the shows. This is almost like a 365-day-a-year job. Somebody's always leaking something. It's a different world than it was not that long ago when it comes to launching vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. Gone are the days of fall introductions, right?
Absolutely. Well, Jake, again, thanks for your time here today.
All right, bro. Very welcome.
He's Jake Fisher, Consumer Reports Senior Automotive Engineer. I'm Bob Long. You're listening to the Automotive Radio Network.
Burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.